The number of motorcycle deaths is up nationwide. The 63 so far this year in Wisconsin already tops the total number of deaths recorded in the state during many years in the 1990s. The DOT says a lot of the deaths are due to high speed and or alcohol use, but the agency won't pinpoint any one reason for this year's hike. The DOT's Dennis Hughes notes that 62% of the people who have died were age 35 or older.
It's not young kids. It's not young, inexperienced drivers. It's mature drivers, shall we say, with a lot more driving experience than any 16 or 17-year-old.
Hughes says he does not know how much motorcycle riding experience the victims had. The DOT brought together riders, instructors, and law enforcement personnel for a meeting in Milwaukee, and the group generated several ideas on how to lower the death toll. Riding instructor Mary Donovan calls some of the older riders Viagra riders because buying a motorcycle gives them a thrill. She wishes more motorcycle dealers would steer those buyers towards smaller, less powerful bikes.
I personally would appreciate someone thinking of my good, especially if I'm going in to buy something I know nothing about. I would appreciate somebody saying, you know, I think this other one over here would work better for you, blotted out under the circumstances.
But some motorcycle dealers claim potential customers would walk out the door and head to another dealer. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.